So how can you claim that Jesus is God when your holy book, which you held passionately a while ago, said he is a prophet of Nazareth? So are you trying to say you are making up your own Christianity as you go along,
okay,
and you do not believe in your holy book? Also, if Jesus is God, he fell on his face and he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, "If it is possible, my Father, let this cup pass over me." This is Matthew 26 verse 39. And he said, "Not my will, but thy will." So Jesus is saying, my will is inconsequential, it's not important. Whose will is important? The will of God. He does it, not my will, but thy will. If it is possible, let this cup pass over me. So these are many evidences to prove that Jesus is not God. In Mark 12 verse 28, he said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." Now why did Jesus use the pronoun our? This is the important word in this verse. Our God. It is to include himself as a worshipper of God. So he used the pronoun our and said our God. So if he is stating that he has a God, how can God has a God? Because there is only one God.
Thank you. Yes. If you accept the whole aspect of when Jesus said, "My Father," did you accept that? Because you just quoted that passage, "My Father."
Yeah.
Now, so you accepted that Jesus said, "My Father," and you accepted that passage of the Scriptures. In other words, you accept that Jesus is the Son of God. Is that?
You need to make up your mind.
Did you accept that verse where Jesus said, "My Father"? You accepted it as authentic.
But I'm only asking you because you quoted it as part of your support. Our Father, who art in heaven.
Okay.
In those days, you are not answering me.
You need to let me know if you accept it. Jesus turned to his disciples. Now listen.
Let me answer your question.
Jesus turned to his disciples and he said, "Who do men say that I am?" And Peter said, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." Did they say, "No, I'm not"? Jesus deny that?
Are you trying to shove my verses under the carpet?
Answer him on that.
I will answer every question you ask me.
Yeah.
I shall answer you.
Yeah.
The first question, do I accept when Jesus said, "My Father"?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I accept that Jesus was a spiritual son, not a physical son. Because in the book of Matthew, Matthew 5 verse 9, it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God."
Yes,
now, when the Bible speaks about children of God, it means that these are righteous people. It doesn't mean that God physically begets children, like the Christians accuse God of begetting a son, a father and a son. And we see this as blasphemy. Blasphemy is to speak about God inappropriately. So whatever questions you have to ask, I shall answer your questions.
Okay.
So when Jesus said, "Our Father who art in heaven," it is a spiritual father, not a physical father, because God has no children and he has no parents.
You believe it's spiritual, because that's how you translate
The reason why it is spiritual is because God himself said, "How can I beget a son seeing that I have no consort?" Whenever the Bible speaks of children of God, it means spiritual children, not physical children, because God has no consort.
The Quran itself points to the fact that, Muhammad was pointing out that Jesus was born miraculously. You believe that?
Yes.
Can you explain why it was a miracle birth?
The Jesus birth was a miraculous birth. We call it in Islam the Immaculate Conception.
Mm-hmm.
He came without a father, having intercourse with his mother.
Okay.
Muslims accept this. Jamaicans don't know this. Muslims accept the
Immaculate Conception.
Very interesting.
And anybody who doesn't accept the Immaculate Conception is not a Muslim.
Very interesting point.
Let me elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came with a mother, but not a father.
That's right.
No, Adam came without a mother and a father.
By creation.
By creation.
No, I wanted to distinguish.
By creation.
That's right.
We are offended when you say that because Jesus had no father, earthly father, then God beget him. It's more appropriate for you to say God created Jesus in the womb of the Virgin Mary.
Because
God has the power to do everything. Therefore, he created Jesus in the womb of the Virgin Mary, but he did not beget Jesus, because the act of begetting is an animal act. It means to procreate.
Hold on now.
Beget is to procreate.
The word beget, the way the Quran, I mean the way the Muslims interpret it, is as if a sexual relationship. The word beget does not mean sexual relationship.
You have to stick to the word create.
No, that's
you
what I'm pointing out.
Beget, because
that the
God
word
does
beget,
not beget
does
children.
Not mean. You see, what is happening is that you interpret
on the beget.
He has given you a number of text, Bishop,
which seem to show that Jesus is not God. We have to interact with those texts.
The number of texts is this. Jesus operated as a prophet. Operated as an apostle. Jesus operates. So when the Bible talks about prophet,
one is not exclusive of the other.
It's not exclusive. Right. Jesus operated in a number of ways. So if you look at the word prophet alone he's only a prophet. No, he operated in a number of ministerial offices.
Yes. He operated in a number of ministerial offices.
Yes. Right.
I'm not saying he's not a son of God.
No, I agree with you.
Right, but I'm saying that he operated in a number of ways.
Can I reply to that?
Yes.
Now, if you believe that Jesus was God in flesh, because you claim that Jesus was God in flesh and it dwell among men, you're saying that God, when he saw how wicked man was, he came down on earth. He manifested himself in the form of Jesus.
Yes, that's right.
And then he sacrificed his life on the cross so that mankind can have salvation.
That's a Christian doctrine.
That's a Christian doctrine.
Yes.
Therefore, Christians believe that God actually committed suicide because he came down on earth in the form of Jesus, died on the cross so that mankind can have salvation. Now we, the Muslim scholars, are asking you the question, when Jesus was in the grave for 3 days, if God was in the grave for 3 days, who was governing the universe during those 3 days? Maybe you'd like to tell us that God put the world on autopilot.
So then I could Jehovah's witness here, nobody.
This is what I always point out.
And how can man kill God?
How can God die?
And how can God die?
You are looking at these things with intellectual interpretation. There is no passage in the scripture that says God left heaven and came down among men.
No, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among men.
The Bible says, who will I send? Who will go for us? In other words, there is somebody that will go on our behalf. Jesus came, the Father, Jesus. Now, he said that the old aspect of God, God is one, manifesting in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The fact that the Son comes does not mean, the Son comes here.
Now, who's greater? From these three, who's greater?
Oh, because Jesus descended here, he gave the honor to his Father. The Father is greater than I. He doesn't deny it. What I always want you guys to know is this. The way you look at the scriptures, the intellectual interpretation, it goes beyond that. Because the Bible says the carnal mind cannot understand the things of the Spirit.
We take another break at this point. What a gripping debate between these two men. Obviously well-schooled in their views. But you realize that the Sheikh knows the Bible. The Sheikh has a number of texts from the Bible. But Bishop Adegol also has his Quran there, and I'm sure he'll be quoting from it also. We take another break on Religious Hard Talk. High quality Muslim Christian debate, Muslim Christian dialogue on the Jamaican media, Religious Hard Talk. Bishop Joseph Adegol and Sheikh Abdullah Al Faisal debating issues between Christianity and Islam. Yeah, Sheikh,
I have a question for the bishop. Bishop said previously during this debate that there is only one God. I welcome this statement from you because the Islamic faith is based on the creed that there is only one God. Now, if there is only one God, and Jesus said, I am ascending to my God and your God, John 20 verse 17. How can God ascend to God when there is only one God?
That's right.
You understand? He said, I am ascending to my God as well as your God. And you said that there's only one God. So if there's only one God, how can God ascend to God? Likewise, in Matthew 19 verse 17, a man came to Jesus and said, oh good master, what can I do to have eternal life? And Jesus corrected him, rebuked him, and said, why call me good? No one is good except God. So if Jesus is telling the man, why call me good? No one is good except God. How can you say Jesus is God?
Okay.
He never made that claim.
Pointed questions. Strong text, Bishop.
Thank you, Ian. I'm going to answer it.
The Jehovah's Witnesses have been asking these questions for years.
I am going to answer this.
Let us hear what you have to say, Bishop.
Philippians chapter 2. This is what the scripture says in Philippians chapter 2.
Yes.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. Now understand this. He took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. I want you to see this. Jesus did not take it robbery. In other words, he could say equality. But he descended because of the salvation of man, and then he's going now to heaven. The old relationship that Jesus decided to create between man and God has always been.
Still, don't answer
mind.
The Sheikh's question yet. If there's
I'm
only one God, who must send him to
the
his God?
I'm
just saying
Ian,
that.
Ian, no.
Not answering the
you
question.
See, but
the general text does not answer the question.
But
all it might prove is that the Bible contradicts itself.
No.
That is what
I'm saying, that Jesus humbled himself, and now Jesus was about to ascend for people to understand. So he said, I am going to my God. Listen, he has accepted God as his Father. Is God when he came here? I am ascending to my God and your God. He said, if you have seen me, you have seen him. Jesus had always been consistent in terms of his relationship with God and the way he sees God. I am ascending to my God and your God.
What could be saying, Bishop, is that if God is one and Jesus is God,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
How could he be ascending to his God?
Remember
other than himself?
Sheikh
other than
did
himself.
Not finish the old thing that I said. I said there is one God manifested in three persons.
If I am on the first floor of a building,
mm-hmm.
my boss is on the fifth floor,
mm-hmm.
and I said to you, I'm going to the fifth floor to see my boss
mm-hmm.
and your boss. How can my boss and me be the same person? That doesn't make sense.
It does. It does.
You understand?
Again,
how can the subordinate?
It comes back to the passage I was reading. And Ian said it's not. It's not.
Also,
it is because Jesus humbled himself. Jesus humbled himself. Look, to look at this in terms of Christ and God, there is one God manifesting in three persons. The Son accepts to humble himself even unto the cross, and he's now going to heaven, and he said, I'm going to my God and your God. Now you should understand this.
Can I say something?
Right.
If there is one God manifesting himself in three different ways or three different persons, when he manifests himself in different ways, he doesn't lose his authority,
Christ,
and his power.
God manifests.
But when you read the Bible, in John 14, verse 28, he said, my Father
is greater than I.
Mm-hmm. So if he is declaring that there is a power which is greater than him, that means he's telling humankind
that he himself is not God.
Because God is the greatest.
You are going through
God
this.
God is the greatest, and there's nobody who's greater than God.
Said, you are going through all of this because you are not accepting the fact, and you don't understand what we are saying, that Christ humbled himself. In other words, if I humble myself and I say, okay, I humble myself to take this position, where the position falls into, I have to recognize the distinctions in the position. I have humbled myself before God, so my God. And when Jesus said that, it's very, very clear. But I want you to move now, because you see,
but when
this only aspect of God is not what we have to talk about today.
But when Jesus,
because I have explained it and you have understood it.
No,
but I want you to understand, who resurrected? Did you believe in the resurrection?
Well, let us go. Let us talk about something else.
No, do you believe in resurrection?
I have a question.
No, but he asked me a question which I've answered. No, I'm asking my own question. Because, Ian, you need to be balanced. You need to be balanced.
I promise.
You ask questions, I answer. It's my turn to ask now.
I promise to answer all your questions.
Right. Do you believe in resurrection?
No, there is no Muslim who believes in the crucifixion of Jesus. What we believe is that God raised him up unto himself, and Jesus was never in the grave at no point, because the Holy Quran categorically said, "Ma salabu wa ma qatalu walakin shubbiha lahum." They did not kill Jesus, neither did they crucify him. It was a conjecture to follow. What happened is that when the Romans came to capture Jesus, the form of one of his disciples was given to him. Jesus' form was given to one of the disciples, and they captured the disciple instead, while two angels raised Jesus up unto himself. God raised Jesus up unto himself. But as for man killing Jesus, the Holy Quran has categorically denied that Jesus was slain on a tree or on a cross. Let us go back to our point that we are discussing.
He has answered a follow-up point.
But I think
the bishop, after living in Nigeria for so long, which has 70 million Muslims, he knows that Muslims do not accept the crucifixion.
No, they do. Even Muhammad himself talked about the resurrection of Christ.
No, but he said he accepted.
No, we speak. He was raised up on.
Raised up, yeah.
But he wasn't in the grave.
But okay. Yeah. He believed in the resurrection.
Now, my question.
How will you resurrect without dying?
No, we believe in the ascension of Jesus. That he ascended.
Resurrection does not mean ascension.
Did he die? Did he die a natural death?
No, he did not die.
So why did he die?